Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Happy Together, An Egg Donation Story by Julie Marie, is a children's picture book focused on donor conception, specifically egg donation. It belongs to the broader Happy Together series, which presents different family-building pathways for young readers in simple, age-appropriate language. The book uses cheerful watercolor-style illustrations and a gentle, reassuring tone to explain how a family can come to be through the help of a donor and a doctor. Its purpose is practical, as well as emotional. It helps parents who built their family through egg donation talk openly with children about conception in a way that feels clear, loving, and non-clinical. Rather than treating donor conception as exceptional or difficult, the book frames it as one of many valid ways families are formed. That makes it especially useful for donor egg families who want an honest but positive story to support early conversations about origins, identity, and belonging. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a child-friendly explanation of egg donation. The simplicity also helps reduce anxiety for parents. Many adults hesitate to explain donor conception because they worry about saying too much, saying too little, or sounding unnatural. The book provides a model for starting the conversation in a calm, direct way. By presenting the story as part of family history rather than a problem to solve, it normalizes the topic for both parent and child. Secondly, positive framing of family creation through assistance. This positive framing also reflects a broader shift in fertility literature toward openness and transparency. The book contributes to that shift by showing that donor conception does not need to be treated as taboo. Instead, it can be shared in language that reinforces security, love, and belonging. That makes the book especially valuable in families that want honesty without burdening children with adult concerns. Thirdly, the role of illustrations and repetition in early disclosure. This makes the book more than a one-time disclosure tool. It becomes part of an ongoing family conversation. The design supports that function by avoiding dense text or complicated explanations that would quickly age out. As a result, the book works both as an introduction and as a familiar reference point children can return to as their understanding develops. Fourthly, why it matters for donor-conceived identity and family conversation. The practical benefit is that parents do not need to construct an explanation from scratch. The book gives them a structured, gentle script that can be adapted to the child's age. For families who conceived through egg donation, that is significant because it reduces uncertainty around how to name the donor, the doctor, and the process itself. It also helps frame the child's conception as something that can be talked about openly and repeatedly, which is often the goal of thoughtful donor conception parenting. Lastly, part of a broader series on non-traditional family building, compared with many children's books on fertility. This one is notable for staying tightly focused on early disclosure rather than broader reproductive education. That makes it more practical for parents who need a first conversation book rather than a general introduction to anatomy or infertility. Its place in the series reinforces the idea that many family stories can be told with the same combination of clarity, warmth, and respect. In conclusion, Happy Together, An Egg Donation Story is best suited for parents who conceive through egg donation and want a gentle, honest way to introduce that fact to young children. It is also useful for donor-conceived children who are beginning to understand their origin story and need language that feels affirming rather than confusing. The book's main benefit is practical. It offers a ready-made, age-appropriate script for a conversation many families find difficult to start. At the same time, it supports emotional needs by presenting donor conception as a loving, intentional path to parenthood. What distinguishes it from many similar books is its simplicity. It does not try to cover every fertility detail or create a complicated moral lesson. Instead, it stays focused on helping families talk about egg donation clearly and positively. That narrow focus is an advantage for very young readers and for parents who want a book they can return to as part of an ongoing disclosure process. Within the donor conception category, it stands out for its calm tone, visual accessibility, and emphasis on belonging. If you would like to support Julie Marie, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.